exalt you, Lord.
We exalt thee.
We exalt you, Lord.
We exalt thee.
You are worthy of our praise.
We
praise, Father.
We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh, Lord.
Okay, that's
the one.
He's not the man.
You're not a man, no. Shut. You're not a man,
oh. You're not a man, oh. You're the God of everything, no one like you.
That's the right one.
Praise the Lord. We thank God. There's no one like our God. No one. And Lord, oh God, we rest in that assured place of divine security. And knowing, oh God, that there's no one like you, no one stronger than you, no one bigger than you, no one mightier than you, no one like our own God. The God who splits the oceans, the God who threw the stars into space, the God who has planets everywhere. You reign in every realm, and we belong to you. We have your name. We've been marked by you. We are purchased by you. Thank you for grace. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that you are on our side. Lord, oh God, you are taking care of every situation. We shall not want any good thing. We shall not be stranded. We shall never work in vain. For you are our keeper, our lover, the restorer of our souls. We bless you, Father. You care for us. Thank you, Lord. You see us. You know us. And you've called us by your name. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. There's no one like our Father, our King, our Redeemer, the one who's loved us with an everlasting love. He is forever faithful, and he's God. Blessed be his holy name forever. Amen. Welcome tonight to this special time of studying the word of the Lord. We are in the book of Ephesians. We've been here for quite a few weeks now. And we're in the second chapter of the book of Ephesians. And I believe we went as far as the 18th verse the last time. And so we'll pick it up from the 19th verse. In the verses prior to the 19th verse, we see that God is making us one with himself. The wall of partition, the wall of division that separated us from him is eradicated. But not only did he do that, he eradicated the wall of partition that divided Jews and Gentiles, so that we all, Jews and Gentiles, will become one. Now, Jews and Gentiles covers the entire planet, the whole world. The whole world. We're people without God outside of the commonwealth. But now, therefore, because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done, now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners. That's what we were. We were strangers and foreigners, alien to the things of God, not knowing God. And so, therefore, we made up our own gods. We pursued our own stuff, made out of gold and silver and wood and stakes, and we worshipped things that were supposed to be less than us. We worshipped, you know, frogs and cows and pigs and whatever else. You go to India, they have 300 million gods that they worship. All the workings of man trying to create his own party. And God says, no, you are no longer strangers. You are part of this family. You are not a stranger. You're not a foreigner. You're not an alien to the commonwealth. I bring you into the commonwealth so that you can participate in the commonwealth. The commonwealth, that which God has available for every one of us. We can participate. We can come to the table and participate and not allow the enemy to wag us like the tail of a dog. God says we're head and not tail, above only and not beneath. We belong in this special class, the special class of people that belong to God. Now, how do we become that? We become that by receiving the call of God. God calls us and says, come, be part of my family. And those who drop whatever it is that they thought was important, and they come and say, okay, God, I reject that, and I come to you. They come into this family, into the household of God. Wow. The household of God. We are now fellow citizens. With the saints. And of the household of God. God has a household. And tell you what, whatever it is that is in the household of God is more than plush. And God says, you are not just a fellow citizen and a member of the household. He says we are joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. That means everything God has, I have. Everything Jesus has, I have. That is why today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, whatever it is that wants to deny you the right to be all that the God of heaven, the God who reigns over all, has for you, let that thing be wiped off the face of the earth. Let that thing be wiped off forever, for you will fulfill the destiny that God has for you. It's a good destiny, and we shall not be denied that which God has for us. Somebody shout hallelujah. He says, and are built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets. We're built upon the foundation. There's a foundation that God has laid. It is laid by these two predominant giftings, anointings, positions of authority, the apostle and the prophet. The word of God says God's people are built upon those two foundations. Now, when we're talking about apostles and prophets, we're not talking about man-made ones or self-made ones. When you have an apostolic grace on your life, it is going to be obvious to everyone. Apostles don't need to be screaming and yelling, you know, for the authority of God to flow through. Prophets don't need to be screaming and yelling and losing their minds for the authority and the power of God to flow through. The word of God says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. And what God is saying is that through his apostles and prophets, he makes himself known. And you get established by that. And the word of God makes it also clear that in this foundation are the prophets. The word of God says, you believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. so shall you succeed. God uses those two ministries to establish and promote us in life by the ministry of the prophet. They were brought out of captivity. God uses the prophetic voice to get you out of the place of limitation. And as I stand here under the grace of God, that apostolic grace, that prophetic grace, I declare in the mighty name of Jesus that you will come through. You will be fulfilled. You will be established. You will prosper. You will come into your fullness. You will fulfill your destiny and your purpose in life. God says he builds us up by those ministries. And then watch this. And are built upon the foundation. We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. That statement is primarily in reference to the apostles that walked with the Lord Jesus, and of course the prophets that came till that time. But those two ministries continue and become the foundation of every aspect of your life and my life. That's why it is important to honor these graces. And the word of God says, not only are we built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, then it says, Jesus Christ himself being present as the chief cornerstone. We see the cornerstone aspect, but the reference to the foundation is that Jesus Christ is the chief apostle and prophet. And the chief cornerstone, the cornerstone is the stone that is used to make sure everything is aligned. But the Lord talks about the stone that was rejected has now become the chief cornerstone. The stone that was rejected, meaning himself, rejected by so many, but it doesn't matter whether you reject him or not. You are going to find out sooner or later that you need him as the chief cornerstone to align and complete everything. He is the beginning and the ending, the author and the finisher. He is the chief cornerstone, and mankind will recognize that. It goes on in verse 21. In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. That's a strange word, groweth. When you're talking about a building. Because when you talk about growth, you are addressing living things. But guess how God thinks about us? He calls us living stones. You might be a stone that looks like it's an inanimate object, but God says, I give life to it. I give life to you, and I'm fitting you in the framework, in whom all the building fitly framed together. Together is a word that describes unity, being linked together, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth. groweth unto an holy temple. You know, when we're talking about growing, we talk also about the word edification, which is a very proper word to edify, to build up. When the Word of God talks about grow it here, it's talking about an enlargement. The word is the Greek word oxano. God saying, listen, I am fitly putting you together so that you are enlarged. You are greatly increased. And every one of us, as sons and daughters of the Most High God, must have this perception about ourselves in Christ. Notice, in whom all the building fitly framed together. In whom, in Jesus Christ, in Him, you are fitly framed together. We're not framed together by our ideologies. We're not framed together by our doctrines. We're not framed together by whatever it is that we brought to the table. We are framed together in Him. That's in the love of God. That is in the commonwealth where there's no division, in whom we are fitly joined, framed together in the place of unity, in this commonwealth, in this place where there's neither Jew nor Gentile. It's in that place that we are being groomed and grown onto an holy temple in the Lord. The temple is in the Lord. Wow. Incredible. In whom also ye are built together for an habitation. You build together for an habitation. Build together for an habitation. That's interesting. What is a habitation? An habitation is a dwelling place. Now look at this interesting connection here. Let's go back to 21. And you read this word, grow it unto an holy temple. It didn't say for the Lord. It says in the Lord. So this temple is in the Lord. Now, how is it in the Lord and then is a habitation of God? It is what Jesus talked about. I am in the Father and the Father is in me. I'm making two rings here. You can see them. This ring is inside this one. It's formed a link of partnership. And therefore, it is one is in the other, and the other is in the other. And what God is doing, He's saying, I'm building you inside of me, inside of the Lord, Jesus Christ, and I am going to inhabit you. I'm going to dwell in you. Who does He dwell with? He tells us in John 14. He says, if you love me and you keep in my commandment, He says, I'm going to come and I'm going to dwell in you. I and the Father will come and we will make our abode in you. That's right. We will come and we will make our abode. We will make our place of habitation in you. There is that particular placement. He says in John 14:20, that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. This is the three chords where you and God and the Lord Jesus Christ are linked together. Watch the next few verses. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Nice verse. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. So what is this thing that God is doing when he's building his temple? Ah, good question. He is building us into a place of love because God is love. And when God is building us as a people of love, which is the temple that he abides in, we cannot have division between ourselves. Jews and Gentiles, no, we come into a common place, into this commonwealth of God's love. God bringing you and I together, bringing saints together, helping them to stand together, to continue in love, not allowing the spirit of strife or division. Anyone generating division in the body is not being built up by God, and they are not in God. And the wisest and smartest thing you can do is separate yourself from that. Remove yourself from that atmosphere. Because evil has a wonderful way of corrupting good manners, good relationships. Don't sit around and be pulling in things that will cause you to be divided. I may not agree with a lot of things that another brother or sister may be doing, but that does not mean that I stop loving them. You must stay in love. You must pursue love and peace by the bonds of peace. Do that. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go on to chapter 3. It says, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner, the captive, Desmaios, the captive, one that has been held in bondage, tied to, chained to, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. For you, Gentiles, I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ for you, Gentiles. In other words, I've been captured. I'm a captive of the Lord for you, for your benefit, to love on you. I have no choice. If you have heard, if you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you, Lord. There's a particular grace that has been placed on my life to be of service to you, to make sure that you understand that you are part of the family. Because at one point you did not know that you are part of the family. And it is my responsibility to share the good news with you. You are part of the family of God. Stop being a stranger. Stop acting like you're an alien, a foreigner. You are part of the family of God. You see, when you feel like you're an alien or a foreigner, you hide. You're not that bold to show yourself. But the Word of God says we are fellow citizens. You know, I wasn't born Canadian. I was born Nigerian. But at a particular time in my life, God brought me to this country. I came into this country as a student. But recognizing that God had a calling on my life to bring ministry to this nation, I could not work legally in this country without some kind of a permit. And so I didn't. Until after many years, I found a judge, or God connected Mom and I to a judge called Judge Wilcox, her name was. And she worked out for us to have a permit so we can work in this country. And we pursued it. From there, and we had our landed immigrant status, was much higher than the student visa. And as a landed immigrant, we were here for, I believe, 3 or 4 years, and we applied for citizenship as soon as we could. And we became citizens of Canada. So now I'm a citizen of Canada. I have all the rights available. To me, as it is for a born Canadian that was born in this country, all the rights that they have, I've got. Whatever rights I'm ignorant of and will not enjoy. So part of my right is to make sure that I'm not ignorant. A lot of believers are ignorant. They don't know their rights. And so they live their life as Christians shortchanged because they don't know their rights. I remember many years ago in Nigeria, growing up, one of the reasons I didn't want to be a minister was because all the ministers I knew at the time were broke. They were poor. If one was riding just as a bicycle, that one was doing very well. We'll talk about, you know, wow. And here I came from a wealthy home. We had businesses. And God is calling me. And for 2 years I resisted the call. Why? Because all the pastors we knew at the time, all they knew was poverty. Until a man of God called Benson Idahosa received a revelation No, God doesn't want me poor. And he began to preach that message and preach that message and preach that message about the healing power of God, and God has come to deliver us from every kind of bondage. Today, it's not a big deal for pastors that have their own private jets in the same country. It's not a big deal anymore for people who were once poor to have homes and businesses and just growing. What changed? They found out in the Word of God that God, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Found out, hey, this is part of my rights in the family. And when people began to pull on that resource, things began to change. People began to receive healings for their miracles, you know, for their bodies. Once upon a time, you got sick. You start saying bye-bye to everybody. I'm going to die from this. Oh, but then people began to believe, no, I don't have to die from this sickness. No, by the stripes of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus. And he held on to the word of God, the promise of God. And voila, that's exactly according to your faith. Not being ignorant. Not only of the devices of the enemy, don't be ignorant of the word of God. How that by revelation he made known unto me. I didn't know it, but he made known unto me the mystery. Some things that were secret. I had a revelation. There's a grace put upon my life. And I received this grace and had a revelation of the mystery. So I've written to you before now. The secret. That idea that was hidden, that I was and everybody else was ignorant of, God gave me an eye-opening experience. Jesus said, I and the Father will come and we'll make ourselves manifest to you. We're going to reveal ourselves to you. I'm asking tonight that there will be a revelation, an awareness, a knowing deep within us that rejects everything that is of the devil and cleaves to everything that is of God, and say to the devil, I might have been born at night, but not last night. You're not going to deceive me. No. I see you coming. I see you coming. And you are not going to deceive me. I know my rights. Do you know your rights? Or are you sleeping in the same bed without sickness and let the will of the Lord be done? Excuse me? The Lord has a will, and it's a good will. You cannot stay in the place of defeat. I cannot. I refuse. I refuse to believe the lies of the enemy. There are things that God has that he wants to share with us in this commonwealth. Oh, and by God, I intend to tap into every one of them. I don't know about you, but I intend to tap into everything God has for me, and I pray that that is true for you, so that we all can be built up together, a holy temple unto God, a holy habitation for our God. I don't think God wants to live in shabby places.
Come on. Have you heard about the New Jerusalem? My God. The streets of Shu. The streets, the layers in the foundation. And then your brother buys a nice new car and now you start complaining. Give your head a good slap and wake up. It's not the time for us to be messing around with silly stuff. God is more than enough. And we can make our boast in Him. There's a mystery. So I've written about this mystery to you. That mystery is not only that you are called to be saved. It's a mystery about you coming into everything God has for you, into this commonwealth. Whereby when you read, ye may understand my knowledge. You may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. There was a mystery that was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Mystery. God is revealing mysteries. May our eyes be open to these mysteries of God. He has no limits. God is on the move, and we better get on the move with Him. It's time to rock and roll with God. Hallelujah. Come on. If He did it for Moses, He's going to do greater things today. Many years ago, I don't know, maybe about 10 plus years, my oldest son had come to town and we're all taking the opportunity to take some family pictures. So we're taking another group of people, a set of pictures. He was standing just, close to the Forks area, and he's looking at the water of the Red River and just staring. So Mama went to him and said, "It looks like you're in deep thought. What are you thinking about?" And he says, "I was thinking, how can I walk on the water?" Huh? I was thinking about how I can walk on the water. Now that's crazy thinking. What is good thinking? I don't think that the Lord Jesus Christ had to give it a thought. He just walked on the water by will. He broke the law that would have caused him to sink. Broke it. There's a mystery there. This Paul says, I was caught up into the third heavens. I don't know whether I was in my physical body or in the spirit, but I know I was there, and I received so much revelation, stuff that I cannot even talk to you about. Mysteries. Father, help us to step into this realm of the mysterious that is beyond anything that man can do or say. Mysteries. Mysteries. The kind of mystery that when Peter and the rest of them went fishing and couldn't catch anything, Jesus, without a hook, without anything else, is on the shoreline barbecuing fish. The kind of mystery that says, we don't have a bill, money to pay. Oh, Peter, just go to the river there and Stick your hook there, catch the fish, open the mouth of the fish, take the gold coin out of it, and pay the bills. Ah, come on. Do you think that was just a one-time thing? He was doing things at will. May God bring you to that place where we're seeing into the invisible realm, tapping into the mysteries of God. Because in that place, child of God, we will have no fear. The prophet Elijah was not afraid. He could see the enemy. When his disciple could not see the enemy, or rather the disciple could see the enemy but could not see the resource, he said, open his eyes, God, open his eyes so that he can see. We have to have open vision. See clearly and declare what we are seeing by the power of the Holy Spirit. The devil is a liar. I declare today that you and I will not waste time. We are not going to be struggling, fighting to get ahead in life. No, that is not the place where God is, and that's not the place I'm going to be. That's not the place you're going to be. We are going to move in the realm of the mysterious, in the power of the Most High God, and do great exploits in this last of the last days, because God, the God we serve, is an awesome God. He's not a weak God, and we cannot be a weak people. We are the people that God has built up as a holy temple, the habitation of God. We cannot be useless. Father God, do a thing with our lives today. A grace, Paul says, a grace that was, if you've heard about the grace that was placed on my life, hey! I need stuff inside of me. You need stuff inside of you, downloaded from above, that will cause you to function in a realm that the devil cannot operate in, because God didn't give him anything, everything, and whatever it is that he had, he's already losing. But we are coming into a place, into a dimension of authority by the power of the Most High God. Hallelujah, 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 that we'll be able to declare the kingdoms of the world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and our King forever. I must represent my Father well. You must represent your Father well. And our Father is not the liar, the devil. Our Father is a God of truth, the God of love, the God who reigns over all. All power belongs to him. He's omniscient, all-knowing, omnipresent, everywhere present, omnipotent, all-powerful. Let the all-powerful God work in me, work in you, and let every work of darkness be dismantled in the mighty name of Jesus, where we are not dependent on people for this and for that. God has put inside of you and inside of me his greatness. For out of God, he manifested whatever it is he wanted. And that same grace is coming upon our lives. We shall speak. We shall prophesy. We shall declare to mountains, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And it shall do so. It shall obey us. Animate and inanimate things will obey. There is a mystery. There is a mystery. Secret idea. I got to have my portion of it. You got to have the portion that God has for you. I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, download into me that which you have for me, for your people. Hallelujah.
whereby when you read, ye may understand. When you read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles, this is a mystery, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, fellow inheritors of the same body and partakers of his promise, the promise of God, in Christ by the gospel. What was that promise? I and the Father are going to come and make our abode in you. God living in me. God living in you. And Paul will say, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. It is Christ, the anointed one, that lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh. Galatians 2:20. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I live by the faith of the Son of God. I'm not living by my faith. I'm living by the faith. The faith of the Lord that never fails. What does that declare to me? I will never fail. Because the one who lives in me never fails. He is not sick. I'm not going to be sick. He is not poor. I'm not going to be poor. Especially when he says, he who was not poor became poor that I may become rich. Wow. That's what it says. That's exactly what the word of God says, that Jesus Christ became poor so that I can become rich. What's your problem? Thinking that a Christian, a believer, you're supposed to be poor. What's your problem? You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, that's an understatement, yet for your sakes he became poor. Why? That ye through his poverty might be rich. Came to exchange. I say, God, take my poverty and give me your riches. That's his promise. And beyond the promise, that's what he did. And I'm not going to be ignorant concerning the promises of God. And I'm not going to be ignorant concerning the devices of the enemy that want you to think defeat, shame, fear, doubt, confusion, and all that foolishness. No, we refuse the lies of the enemy. We say yes and amen to the promises of God, and we say, to hell with you, devil. You go to the lake of fire. I'm not going to be anywhere where you are. So, Pastor, are you swearing? No, I'm not swearing. I just said the devil should go to where he belongs, to hell with him.
I'm enjoying the fullness of God in Christ Jesus. The devil is a liar. I will not say to hell to people. I will say to hell to the devil. Because hell was made for the devil and his angel. So I'm just fulfilling the promise of God. Go to where you belong. You belong to hell. Go. But to people I say, come to heaven with me. Come into the blessings of God with me. Come into the fullness of the goodness of God with me. Come into the faithfulness of God. Come and be the abode of the Most High God. That's what we say. But to the devil, that scoundrel does not have a right over your life, over my life. And the Lord sends him where he belongs. And do you remember those demons when they saw Jesus? They said, have you come to destroy us before our time? Every time they see you, they must be crying out because they think it's the time for them to go. And we will excuse them very well and say, yeah, it's time for you to go. You're troubling too many people and confusing too many people. You don't have a right to the people that God has purchased with a price. They must be saved. They must come into the revelation of who God is in their lives. God wants the best for people, not fear, shame, defeat, and all this confusion that's happening. I demand souls tonight, and I pray that you do the same thing. May the name of the Most High God be forever exalted. And may the devil and his cohorts know shame all of their days. In Jesus' name, we decree it so done. And all of God's put together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In just a moment, we're going to share in communion together. But before we do so, I'd like to encourage you to honor God with your giving. And at this time, we are going to not only honor God with our giving. The information is on the screen. donation@gloryandpeace.com. Please always use that particular e-transfer address, donation@gloryandpeace.com. Do make use of it. Your transaction will go right into the ministry account. So utilize all the information. I'd like to remind you also that in just a few days from now, I believe that will be next Thursday. Yes, next Thursday, that's 8 days from now, we will be having a conference. The Lord had commissioned us to have a conference every month of this year. And I thank God that we've had incredible ministration from mighty men and women of God, bringing ministry to us during these times. And this next conference, starting on the 17th through the 19th, it's an odd date. It's starting on a Thursday night, the 17th. So it's not your regular service time. We'll still have our Wednesday meeting, so I'll remind you that tomorrow we are going to be having this. But anyhow, this meeting's Thursday through Saturday. And a man that led me to the Lord, under whose watch
I obeyed the call for ministry. Man who's played major roles in different parts, times in my life is going to be one of our keynote speakers. It's Bishop Simeon Oker. He's a general overseer or bishop over the Flock of Christ Ministries that is headquartered in Warri, Nigeria. He's going to be one of our speakers. And the next speaker is a man of God that's been, I've had him here some years back, some 12 or so years back, Evangelist Warren Hunter. We're going to have both of them. And of course, I'm going to be, and Mama, we're going to be ministering to you too. This conference is called Arise and Be Healed. Status change. The status of many are going to be changed this conference. God has already started a spiritual reset to position you for this mighty move of God. Let's see the video feed of it. Do spread this information from Facebook. Look for it on Facebook, or from a Facebook site, and share, and encourage your friends to share the same. Let's have the video. Bless you. Do subscribe and like us on YouTube, on Facebook, wherever other platforms, so that you can have notifications, and do mark out the notification sign so that when we come on the air or we're ministering, you get the information ASAP, and so you can participate with us around the world. Doesn't matter what time zone you might be in, we are available to minister to you. Anyway, let me thank God for our offering that has been given. I trust that you have already sent in that offering through whatever method is available to you. And at this time, let's take off the share together in communion. We are asking God to do something, to reveal His mysteries in our lives and to grace our lives so that we live a supernatural life. I don't want to live in the, you know, just based on whatever it is I've experienced in the past anymore. There's more to God than what I'm operating in and with right now. There's so much more to God. I want to experience God. I know you want the same as God builds us up. So let us take off this body. And as we take off this body, it says, do it in remembrance of me. May the Lord be remembered in you and in me, put together, not fragmented, all together in unity, so that the full-grown Jesus can do the mighty things in and with us, for His promise that He will never leave us nor forsake us. The Word of God says that He worked with them, performing signs and wonders, confirming the words
that the disciples proclaimed. Take of this body and eat in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus was shed for the remission of sins. There's a removal, complete removal. As far as the east is from the west, God wants to take that from you. That means that you can believe God right now and accept by receiving his words of truth. He says, I forgive you. On the cross, he says, forgive them. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Accept that forgiveness and live forgiven. And don't let the enemy accuse you anymore and put you down anymore. But accept the grace of God. God has loved you, loved me with an everlasting love. Take off this cup and drink. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your sons and your daughters. I thank you, Lord, for this body. For your sons, O God, that have been part of this stream tonight. Those that are going to listen in the days to come. Lord, touch them. Do something extraordinary in their lives. Manifest your glory in each life and be exalted in your people, Father. Touch and make every with whole. In Jesus, Yeshua's mighty name, we decree it so done. Amen. And amen. God bless you. I love you and I celebrate every one of you. I trust that this day you do know that it's a day that the Lord God Almighty has made for you to rejoice and be glad. Make that move right now and start rejoicing. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Good night. See you on Friday, and I'll share with